Okay, first of all, thank you again to the Rachmani Mishpacha, to Rabin, Shiram, Chabrus Yosef Atzadik, Dachin Hormli, Lunishmas, his father, Bavi Noam Ben Chaim, the Shomisham and Aliyah, and Nisim Chanachis and Brachel, the family, and also to the Parnas and Shomli, Lunishmas, Abidai, and Reb Shimon, the Shomisham and Aliyah, Shiram, Tavis. Right, everything we're talking about is Purim, even though we haven't gotten specifically yet to the Avodah of Ad L'Yada. This Maimer in Rav Schwartz's Sefer Shar Hanun, so the Mechaber is talking about the Chiddush Bizmanenu. In our times, the Chiddush of Zelu Mazeh, the Shar Hanun, we have access as we're entering into Bez Hashem, Yemaisa Mashiach, we're getting ready for Yemaisa Mashiach. So there's a koach that we have to access, we're going to talk about the second part of the Maimer, to access the Shar Hanun B'Kedusha. But the Zelu Mazeh is the Shar Hanun of Tumah, where in Kedusha, we're at the threshold of a dveikus to Ein Sof, is dabkus to Ein Sof mamish, and a life of living in that relationship with the Infinite One. But the zelu mazeh, the koyach of Haman, even Haman's name, you see in the Maral that Haman's name is Mem Hei and Nun. Mem Hei is the gematria Adam. Mem Hei is 45 is Adam, and Nun is the Shar Hanun. In other words, that in Tumah, Haman is the Koch of Shar Hanun. Amalek is the Koch of Shar Hanun in Tumah. Mem Hei is Adam, which we spoke a little bit about, Adam Belial, the Adam, the absolute embodiment of evil, is Haman. Hey Mem Hei is Adam, Nun, Shar Hanun. And that's why the whole plan of Haman is to eliminate Am Yisrael, with Mordechai to be hanging on a Eitz Gavua Chamishim Amah. The 50 Amas is the Shar Hanun and so on, which we'll talk about. Mr. Shem, that Maharal in Or Chodesh Maharal has an Amkus, the whole binyan of the Megillus Esther is this Zelu Mazeh of the Shar Hanun of Kedusha and the Shar Hanun of Tumah. So the question is, what is this Haman Bidoreinu? What is this manifestation of the Shar Hanun in our generation before Mashiach comes? So the physical manifestation we see in the Milchama that's going on right now. That those who are seeking L'Hashmi L'Harug L'Abe, that's the physical manifestation of Nun, of Haman, that all of this comes originally from Iran, from Persia. This Milchama is a Persian war that's being fought by the Zhlobs in Gaza. But really, it's a Persian war. It's a Muhammad of Haman. This is coming from Iran, this whole Muhammad. Michal, the whole tomb of Yishmael in the world is of terrorism. I don't mean all the Yishmaelim, but the terrorists, it's all coming from Shushan Habir, which is called now Hamadan. It's all coming from that place. It's all coming from that place. It's the Shar Hanun of Tumah. In the physical Zelu Mazeh, it's the Milchama that we have with the Yishmaelim now, at the end of time, and to completely get rid of that Koch of Yishmael, and the Milchama, to be victorious in the Milchama. That's the physical Milchama. But the Ruchnistik Milchama, where there's his Gabrus in the world of Ein Sof, on the side of which has in it the closest that there can be in Tumah to the Ein Sof of Kedusha, the Zelu Mazeh, is the struggle that we have now before Mashiach, dealing with technology b'chlal, but b'frat, which we're going to talk about a little bit here, which is the latest mutation of this, which is artificial intelligence, which I don't understand, I don't understand really how it works, talking a little bit about it, but let's learn on the bottom of page Shin Ayin Ches in order to understand what's the Milchama. What is the Milchama? On the very bottom of the page, Shin Ayin Ches, Kol Ches Bashtas, U'bedakas ha'yoyse yesh havchana neisefes be'ein sof. There's a certain havchana in this reality of Ein Sof, shezo akorch shel hador l'spashet l'spashet od v'od b'li gvul ad Ein Keitz. We were learning that until now, until our time, there was a Keitz, sam l'chayshach, like when Yosef HaTzadik was in jail, so it says, v'hi mi Keitz. So the Medrash says, Keitz Som L'Chayshech, that everything, all darkness in this world, it has an end. And the morning comes, and the sun rises. So Keitz Som L'Chayshech, and Chazal say there was a time that Hashem had for Yosef to sit in jail. That's it, it's finished, out. So until now, everything was part of the world of Gvul. And everything had a Gvul, and everything had a Keitz. And the morning comes, and the sun rises. So that's how it was until now. But there's a koch in the technology that Hashem allowed into the world, brought into the world at the end of time, where the gvulim, that keitz, seems to be disappearing. The keitz, the end. The sun doesn't have to rise anymore. The choshech has a koch of spashtus that seems to be without end, bli sof. Mitzad havchana hazos daika. Now, that's patient test. Now, there is a nitzot, a spark of a hispashtus, a koch of hispashtus, of Ein Sof in the nivra, in the human being, and in all of creation, which is having children, which is reproducing. Shazakor shel pru uruvu umilu asaretz v'kivshua. So at the very beginning of time, Hashem Hezbarach commanded Adam and Chava to have children and to conquer the world, to have children, whatever that kibush means, the taif. But pru uruvu, shezo koach ha-hoylada. So this koach that exists that Hashem created in the world of reproduction, that so far, correct me if I'm wrong, a computer can't do that, right? If you walk out of the room at night, and there's a computer, you don't walk in the next day, and there's a second one. Or if there are two computers, there's not a third one. Nothing strange happened at night. So, but the human being has, and not only human being, creation is in such a way where there's a koch of haylada, which is a nitzayitz, which is a spark of infinite. Because infinite means that there's a hispashtus that goes on and on and on. Shezo koch haylada sheyotzer ein sof ayde abba shemoylid ben v'haben moylid oyd ben v'chein hala. Where the parents have a child, and then that child gets married and has kids and so on, and it can continue on infinitely, indefinitely. It continues. That one or that those two people, that there's something new. There's a hispashtus of that couple, and that's the mitzvah of Puravu. Vim ken kivyochel zel koch she'ein lo sof. So that koch of Ein Sof, Hashem revealed in the ability of human beings to reproduce, that Hashem didn't make the world in such a way where each person would be created as a yetzir kapav, like Adam and Chava, you know, freshly minted. But rather, there would be this koch of haylada, of having children. Now, in that inyan of having children, which is where the nisayon of kedushas habris plays itself out, right? The nisayon of the union of a husband and wife and kedushas habris is a nisayon in the world of Ein Sof. And just as an aside, that when this is taking place without there being the possibility of haylada. Again, it could be it's an older couple, it's not her, but when it's not for the tachlis of Puruvu, and it's a person, Chalila, by himself, so then it's all about Gvul, not Ein Sof. In other words, taking a certain koch of Ein Sof and being magbilit in a very lonely and desperate and miserable way where the person is just with himself. And there's no point here of children and then another child, of Ein Sof Hispashtus. The person takes the koch, which is Ein Sof, in a human being, and he's magbalit in a very miserable gvul and does neveir. But the koch that man was given is a koch of Ein Sof. So in kedusha, there's a b'china of Ein Sof in man's ability to reproduce. What's the zelum hazeh? Where there's a spashtus which is Ein Sof in the world of tumah. Again, shichvas erlevatola is a gvul. It's a gvul. It's taking that which is Ein Sof and being magbalid. But where do you have that there's a spashtus of Ein Sof in tumah? Sha'ad ha'shadim achvaynes, until the last few years, ikra koch shel ha'kli, the main koch of the kli, of the computer, haya ba'ofen shekol ma shehuchnes el toichai, depended upon the human being who's a bal gvul, a finite human being, programming the computer, which means that the finite human being puts information into the computer. And the computer has a merdek koyach to spit it back, but to program and to feed the computer. Hu masha haye evshel haytzim itoichai. So what was put in until recently, what was put into the computer, you can get out of it. Kol meido v'chol prat shechnisu al toichai, any information or any detail that was programmed into the computer. Hu hameido shaye evshel haytzim. So that was the information. That in a very, very fast way, in a very easy way, you don't have to go to the library, you don't have to look it up, you don't have to talk to some professor, you press a button. But whatever was put in comes out. So you wonder what's the population at Topeka or something, you put in Topeka again, and it comes out. That's it. But it was programmed, and then you can press it, and it comes out. Well, the Dugma Ruvain Machnis made him a suyim, but Shimon might see, as I say, made a chadayim. So you have the computer programmer who put in the information, that's Ruvain, and Shimon owns a computer, so Shimon has a program. He can get the information out. Like in Yerudea, what goes in, you could squeeze out. That's how it was. The way they went in, that's the way it comes out. What's going on these past few years? So that until now it's been in the gather of Gvul, of Sof, of Kates. But b'shonim achrayinis, humashinikra b'loshon hayoser miktzoris bina malachutis, which means artificial intelligence. Now, bina, I don't know if that's how they call it in Eretz Yisrael. I never read any book or article in Hebrew about artificial intelligence, what they call it. I'm assuming that Rav Schwartz is using the name that it's called by Eretz Yisrael. It's not called chochma malachutis. It's called bina malachutis. That's very significant. Whether it was intentional, whether there was some person who learns this form that came up with the term, or it just happened to be a hashgacha pratis, it's not called chachma malachutis, it's called bina malachutis. And that's important, because what is this? Klamer. In b'shlava kedmakach, in the earlier times, in the earlier stages of this, hameida shenichnas hu hameida shahaya es haevsharis lahotzi oso, the information that was programmed in was the information that you were able to take out. That's how it has been until recently. I will call prat omed ke prat la'atzmo. It means that every single piece of information was a separate piece of information that had to be entered. And what went in, the person would be able to take out that prat. The population of this place. So you ask, what was the population? It comes out. But bina malachutis, but when it comes to artificial intelligence, bina malachutis, in this new technology of artificial intelligence, yesh chiddush neira. It's not stama chiddush. It's a chiddush neira. And this is just, we're just at the beginning of this, where this is going. Somebody was explaining to me that there's now like a whole tumult with this because sof kol sof, it's the way that the intelligence of that particular computer or the program is being influenced by people who have very, very strange ideas. So, for instance, they asked the artificial intelligence, "What is the show me Nazi stormtroopers from the late 1930s, early 1940s?" And they image. I want to see an image of Nazi stormtroopers. So they showed four. The computer showed four images: black, Chinese, a white woman, and something else. No male. In other words, it's culturally programmed. So even when it's using this, intelligence, which is Bina, to be Maven Dover Mitarch Dover, it's thinking in the warped way that of the program, in a warped way. So, meaning that we're now talking about a matzav where there's derivative Bina, where there's Maven Dover Mitarch Dover, but it's coming from a chachma. That's a chachma peguma ma'oid, and that all the children and the grandchildren that we're raising now, these are the program. These are the things they're going to be using. They're already using it. They asked for an image of a Viking, image of what a Viking looked like, and it was a black Viking. That's the Maisa. It was a black Viking.
But they stopped it. Because they got a lot of.
But this was a tumult that was going on over the last few weeks, right? But they were caught. So this is so crazy that they didn't do it in a subtle way. How do you make a black Viking? Whoever I ordered.
Washington, the Schwarzes.
You're being taped. That was Richie Parkoff. That wasn't me. That was Hakohen. Eliezer Hakohen. Yeah. That's also, you can't say that anymore. Finished. No, you got to go to Williamsburg. But Bina Malchut is Chiddush Neira. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. Sherei Bina Yisoidihi Havonis Dover Mitar Dover. Because Bina, and that's why it's not Chachma. Chachma is Yesh Me'ayin, it's Chachma, it's something else. Bina is what? Havanas Dover Mitak Dover. That's already Bina, which we're going through Mitzvah, we're going to be learning soon in the spheres, but Oimek, we're going to try to learn. Bina is already derivative. It's Maven Dover Mitak Dover. It's reasoning. Vahaina Shaloichim Shnei Pratim. So now we don't have any more billions and trillions of pieces. And you can get this out of the machine. You want this piece, you press the thing, and the piece comes out like from the candy machine. The bubble gum would come out. So that's how computers were until now. You want your bubble gum, it used to be a penny, then it became a nickel. You put it into the machine, you turn the thing, and you watch, and the bubble gum comes out. So computer worked the same thing. The bubble gum came out, meaning this piece of information would come out from the machine. So that's how it was until now. Not anymore. It's not anymore like a bunch of bubble gums in the machine. Hainu shaloichim shnei protim. Now the machine has the ability to take different protim and to make a charlot. To take protim and to make a klal. That's a chiddush neira. To do that. It's a chiddush neira. See, now you can put into a thing. I'd like to explain this gemara. How would the Rogatchover explain this gemara? You learn a piece of gemara. How would Reb Chaim explain this gemara? And then the artificial intelligence comes up with a shiur. It takes from a Rogatch over here, it takes a Rogatch over there, it takes a gemara, it takes a tesis, and it makes a shiur. It's unbelievable. A chiddush neira. Just so you know, the Rogatch over alive, he would slug it up. But it's an amazing thing that it could do that. More. And it makes a whole shiur. It's not anymore a bubblegum machine. It's making new gums, new foods in the machine of intelligence. Mekarch kach yichol lios metzius shel hayladas yisodas chadashim. Therefore, a computer now can give birth to something, to new concepts, to new ideas. This is where it's going. This is how they're trying to develop it. That there could be chidushim. Not just spitting out, but by putting different pratim together, there could be a level of reasoning that it can come out with chidushim. Which is a b'china of Ein Sof, which is pru revu. Which the only Ein Sof that we know of in the physical world until now was reproduction. That was the only Ein. There was only nitzotz of Ein Kodesh, of Ein Sof in creation until now was reproduction, procreation. That was the only thing that was possible. But now we have such a thing where a doimem, a piece of metal, can give birth. A piece of metal can be in the has a koch of yitzira, of hispashtus. That's what's going on. Imkein hakoch shel binim lachusis, this koch of artificial intelligence, who beetzem makbil lekoch shel halada. It is a koch of halada in the world of domain, in the world of that's inanimate. Vahabinim lachutis. Be'etzem yotzerus harchove shomash shekayim ledovish she'ein lo gvul. So there's a koch with the artificial intelligence to take something from a world of gvulim, of boundaries and constrictions and limitations, and to take it to ein gvul. V'im kein, a koch hazeh, omnom hu koch sheyotze oso adam. Now, this koch was created by human beings. People are sitting, and these are smart people, and they're making these machines. A koch hazeh, omnam hu koch sheyotzer, is the one person who invented artificial intelligence, the one famous person who's the creator of artificial intelligence, or is like, Vice President Gore? What?
Sam Altman is.
Altman?
Altman.
Zayid?
Yeah.
Oh. It was his
brainchild, yeah.
Altman. He's still alive?
Yeah.
He is an Oiv Yisrael?
Elon Musk is an Oiv Yisrael.
Huh?
Elon Musk is backed him.
Musk, I heard of him. Musk is not Jewish.
Sam Altman's Kapma was the driving force behind what we've seen today.
Okay. So. Translate that, didn't you?
Saying Musk is suing him.
Oh, okay.
It's very helpful.
All right, okay, Altman. I thought that his guy's name's Elon. I thought he for sure was also a Jew, but then someone told me he's not a Jew. Okay. Imkein akoch hazeh, omnam hukoch sheyotze also adam shu nivra, bal gvul. So it's an amazing thing. There was a bal gvul, a human being. Human beings created something which is bligvul, which is reproduction. Such a thing. Aval munach by be'etzem shorish shel ein sof. So in this piece of machinery, there's a shorish of ein sof. Ma shahaya kodem lachein, hu shekoach ha'hilada, hayim ezgal lebetzuris adam. Until now, until a few years ago, the koach of birth, of creating somebody with new ideas. Your kid is different. Your kid is a different bria. That whole possibility, that whole metzias was something that was only by a human being. A puravu. A karcher elada. A balchai, on a certain level, an animal was also able, not with different thoughts or different things, but another, a balchai, which could continue on also to be mispashit. V'chem mitzameh, or plants. Of a bedoimeim, but when it came to rocks, when it came until now, was something was inanimate. What it is, that's what it is. Thus is thus. It doesn't. It can't go any further than what it is. That's all it is. Now, the computer also. When I was visiting out of town in yeshiva, they had, and this is the yeshiva is a very, it's a very, very beautiful building. and they took me around the building a little bit to see. This is like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and they have a for the kids in the yeshiva. They have this was I saw this in Yula, you know, in Los Angeles. So they have a laboratory. Well, no, you could put things into some kind of computer, and you could make things with a
3D printing.
Huh?
3D printing.
Yeah. Like it makes models of things, homes, and it can make a chavza. You know what I'm talking about? 3D, that's what it's called?
3D print.
So it's like a printer, yeah. Except it has a mamashas. And they were teaching the kids how to use this. So this is like different madrigas of what's going on. Until now, when it came to physical matter, it was what it was. That's it. But now there's a chiddush where there's a koich hamoylid in domeim, in the kingdom of the inanimate. There's a koich of pruvu of halada, and this computer can have its own personality like that. That's when we were growing up years ago. There was a movie, 2001 Space Odyssey, if you remember that.
Yeah.
It was very famous back then. It was very, very famous movie. And the whole pachad over there was that this computer was running the rocket into outer space. And they're like, at some point in the flight, the computer started to have different days than the balabas. So the astronaut was saying, I think the computer was called Hal. And the astronaut was saying to Hal, do this and that. And then the computer said, like, no, I don't want to do that. We're not going there. We're doing something else. So that was science fiction. But all the stuff from science fiction, I mean, you could talk to your kid and say, and look at the kid right now. This was science fiction when we were growing up. That was the Jetsons, you remember? That was science fiction. But this is a really different madriga. This is a madriga of chiddush, his chadshus. Kolzman shakli pahayserak ba'ofen shemasha nichnas l'toicha kli. Now, what this is doing to the imagination of the generation, and the damage, and the zelumazer of Ein Sof, that there's nothing as powerful to keep a person away from the Ein Sof himself than this koach of me'ein. The Ein Sof in the physical world now, which is artificial intelligence. Until now, whatever you put into the kli, that's what you got out of it. So there was a feeling of Ein Sof because the amount of information, even with the earlier, with the computers until before, the amount of information, it was a time of Ein Sof because there was so much information. Next page, Seichel Anashi, which is beyond any one human being what a computer is able to have. And a little thing in the computer is able to have more information. What are these little things? It has more information than a human being, than a human mind can contain. But it was only a matter of kamus, of amount. It was bekius. It wasn't be'iyun. It wasn't reasoning. It wasn't bina. It was a bekius. In other words, the computers were big bekium. What you put in, it comes out. That's bekius. So it was able to have tremendous amount of information, which there was a feeling of Ein Sof, but of course it's not. It's whatever it was programmed with. But it still had an Ezeshehi Metzias of Gvul. Some Metzias of Gvul. Kol ma shenichnas ze ma sheyotzi v'sulo. That's what you put in, is what you get out, even though it was an unbelievable number, but it had a gvul. But now, the next stage, the one that we're in right now, as we're preparing for Mashiach, says, which is this artificial intelligence, where the computer is able to develop an idea, to expound, to reason. Lahoylid as mashiloy nichnas l'toich ha'kli. Lahoylid, to give birth to something. So theoretically, even these computers that are putting out African-American Vikings, so at some point it could be that the computer will be mature enough to understand that maybe by talking to other computers, by being linked to other computers, that, or other programs, that that's that this is a sheker. There's no such thing. It can't be such a thing as a there was no Nordic black person. It wasn't such a metzias. So that mashalay nichnas etoichah kli hischadish kan b'koach hadomeim. So now there's hischadish is b'koach hadomeim. Koach hamolid. There's a koach hamolid. The koach of giving birth, of puruvu, of giving something out that wasn't put in, a child, something new, something that was never in the world before. Sheyesh bo sherish shel ein sof. So now there's a zelum hazeh of ein sof in kedusha, and the closest again it can't be chalila. It's not Hashem. It's because ein sof is also not the etzma. Asmus of Hashem, but Kain, the Indian of Ein Sof, in Tum. Vim Kain, Mahalach Pnei Advarim Husha Kola Ilum Kula Be'etzem, Tzoreid Lo'osa Mokam. The world is moving in such a direction to this place, Shekol Ma'ashe Yasu, that anything that's going to be taking place, Ikaro Yiye Bonui Al Gabe Osa Tfisa. Everything that's going to be happening in the world, this is where they're bringing it, is based upon this tfisa, this understanding, shel koach ha'ilada shenoled me'oisa kli. In other words, what's going to determine medicine, science, v'chulei v'chulei? It's going to be artificial intelligence. It's not going to be smart guys like Altman sitting anymore. It's going to be the machines themselves. That's where it's going. Which is a koch that can reproduce. Ein sof. And that's going to be the madrega of our children's generation. That's where this is going. Our children, maybe not the next 2, 3, 5 years, but over the next decade, this is the world that Mashiach should come. This should all be. The whole Indian here should be the Eschatzes of Mashiach. But this is the direction where the world is going, where what's going to decide what's reality, what's not reality, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's evil, it's going to be artificial intelligence. It's going to be from a piece of metal, from a rock. That's where it's going to be. Where human beings are ashamed to express their opinions in the presence of the Ein Sof that he bought for, you know, $500. He's going to be ashamed to express his opinion in the presence of such malchus, of such atzilus, of such godless. He's not going to be able to express his opinion. His opinion is going to be worthless in the presence of the great one, the infinite one, the Ein Sof. And the world will have to be korei mishtachve. Will be korei mishtachve. To that koach ein sof, chalila. That's where things are going, which is the reemergence of avodah zarah, but avodah zarah plus that could never ever have been imagined until now, where there was such a belief that this piece of wood had a koach of ein sof, or the star had a koach of ein sof. They were screaming and yelling, but the wood didn't talk. So they would imagine things, but now they're going to talk to the computer. You have on the phone. You could ask things from the. There's a girl on the phone, Suri or Sari, whatever her name is. You could talk to her. She's also from. Yeah. So you could talk to her. They could ask her. I don't know. You could ask in learning something. Where's this Gemara? I don't know if they have that. If there's a Hebrew one, a Jewish one, but. You could ask for sure what's the population of this place, and in 1 second it gives you. So the they're going to have all of this going to be with human voices, and it's going to be with human forms and human images, and it's just a matter of time that there'll be people walking around, robots, that androids, whatever they're called, that are going to be filled with this koyach of artificial intelligence, and they're going to be the Bali Dover of the world. That's where things are going. It's and again, science fiction, but it's already in motion, this stuff. So Besim Yimadregis Hador. That's what they want the Madregis Hador to be. So eventually, there's going to be a president or a prime minister. This could be there's going to be years from now. I mean, the world's it's not about the way it is. But if Khalil, it's the Mashiach hasn't come. There's going to be presidents or prime ministers. They're going to be electing the best machine, or the machine that's the most popular machine. That's all. Why should I? I'm gonna put up Biden over here. So you get the latest model machine, and you can make it into a black woman. And then for sure, then you have to. We can put up what's the name of the vice, Harris. She can't get out a normal sentence, and she's going to be. So no, you can make a machine, and you can have a black woman. That's going to be the most powerful koyach in the world. Will be a machine. So this is all stuff that used to be in movies. But this is what's going on. This is what they're working on. There are people who are sitting and working on these things. That's Madrega Sadar. Lesikum. Mashne Zbarad Hashta. Madrega Sadar Nefelis Loisa Mokim Shal Akli Sheesh Bokor Shal Echad. Akli Sheesh Bo Meida Me'eva L'Gvulis HaNifesh Ezeo Nikra Ein Saif. So remember, the first thing we spoke about, how is all the, now everything is, everything is moving towards the koach of echad. That's what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Echad, and now we see it's not just echad, where everything is connected, all systems, everything is unified. But now also, we see that it's not only it's echad, which until now was HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, but it's also Ein Sof. Again, a bechina of echad, and a bechina of Ein Sof. Well, the cliche is chadish by koach shel haylada shebetsam moiled u moiled oid v'oid. And the koach of hispashus of Ein Sof in technology. The koach haylada hazeh, se kvar nitzo yitzioi se gadol shel ha'Ein Sof. This is already the next stage, a higher level of a hisgalus of a koach of Ein Sof. Ze be'etzem hispashtus v'hispashtus v'hispashtus shemitzad atzmusa. It means that there's a koach v'hispashtus of it. Ein Sof, Me'ein, the Koch of Ein Sof. In Nira Zebedakus, if we look at this carefully, we study this and understand this, Zinira Kedova She'ein Lo Gvul Ad Heichen Tien Nekudas Espashtus Hazu. We're seeing something that doesn't have a Gvul. The Nekuda of Espashtus, of course Hashem puts a Gvul, some gvul layam. The ocean also looks like it doesn't have a gvul, but then Hashem said, when it was created, but Hashem said, Adkan, this is where the Atlantic goes, this is where the Pacific goes. Every now and then Hashem said, right, you can go a little bit further, and it's a whole mess. But Hashem has some gvul layam. Hashem said, the Atlantic, this is where it goes. The Atlantic goes until, you know, whatever, Long Beach. That's where it goes. And the Pacific, I don't know, Pacific goes to Hawaii, wherever, is that? I don't know. So that's where it goes. Ad Kan. Hashem Gvul Layom. Hashem Zbach said, there's the Gvul. It looked like the ocean was without Gvul. That's why, by the way, just her aura, that's why, remember, where did Haman get that tree from? That was Chamisha Mama. Who knows? Where did it come from? The Tevis Noach. Where the expanse, the width of the Tevis Noach was Chamisha Mama. And it's the site of Sha'anun. And the Maral explains in Or Chadash, the Maral explains that the taking from that, because Haman wanted to destroy the world as it was and to create something new. He believed that he had a koach of Ein Sof. And he wanted, like it says, Achashverosh made him with Avodah Zarah, and he himself held himself to be an Avodah Zarah. He believed that he had this koach of Ein Sof, and that's why he wanted to take from the Sha'anun, from the Teva, which was the destruction of the world, because the world after the Mabul was a Nayavel, it's a different world, not just a better world, it was a new world. Chazal tells us that, it's an Olam Chadash, it was a new world. So Haman wanted to destroy the world, which means the Jewish people, because without Jews, there's no world. So he wanted to destroy L'Hashmel L'Harvi L'Abe. He needed to take a piece of the Tevas Noach, which was that churban of the world, to bring to his chachas, that there should be a world that is now led by Amalek, by the koch from the Sha'anun of Tuma. It's a pachet. Everything that was going on, the whole story is about that. Everything that's going on in the Megillah is this, and that's the whole lineage of Adliyada and Kedusha, Adliyada. where there's a bitl of the person and a hischatzis after the person either falls asleep or he's drunk. But the whole story is a story of the koch of the nun shari tuma trying to fighting against Am Yisrael, the koch of nun dekdusha. That's the whole story of Purim, is this. This is the unbelievable koch of the last generation. Koch shel hastara al amitoso hane'elama. There's a hest upon him. There's a hastara on the amitoso hane'elama. On that which was uniquely God. Until this time, there was a koch of Ein Sof and his pashtos that either you're an atheist and you didn't believe in it. Okay, that was, you just said it's not true. But if you were somebody that believed in God, there was no competition. I mean, Avodah Zarah was destroyed a long time ago. So it was either you're an atheist, or you have some type of an infinite God that's Ein Sof and this Mispashet, with all kinds of, outside of Yiddishkeit, with all kinds of silliness, whatever. Father and son, Metallus. All of that was until now. But there was no, God didn't have any competition. Ever since Avodah Zarah was destroyed, was finished by the Anshei Kedoshim, so the Baruch Shem didn't have any competition, just with silliness and mistakes. But the there's something that's infinite, and that there's a koch of Ein Sof. So that was understood, that there's a koch of Ein Sof. Unless you're still bowing down to statues or whatever, there's a koch of Ein Sof, and they call it God, they call it Allah, whatever you call it. But that's God. But now there's something else. There's a competition that's taking place. There's an Olympics, which began with the gods. There's an Olympic competition of Ein Sof. Dveikus Bashem, Ein Sof, and either you choose that path of Dveikus, which is what we're coming up to the next part of the Maamar, which consists of connecting very deeply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's Ein Sof, which means learning Pnimis HaTorah, the deepest part of Torah, entering into the Nun of Kedusha, the highest Madregas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Ari HaKadosh, the Bashem HaKadosh, and the Gra, the highest Torah. Otherwise, you could get swept away by the marble of the nun of Haman, of the nun of the Gavah Hamishim Amin. You end up hanging up on the tree of Haman Arasha. Mikoyach Shemizgalu b'kivyocha nitzayt shel ein saif. There's a gili of nitzayts of ein saif in our generation. Kamesha hurchav betamsis mamish malakoyach shel ein saif shemizgalu b'isekli. So, Mitzvah Shem will continue. We'll continue next week. To one last nakuda, this koch of the attraction that this has to people, and then we're going to talk about the fight of Purim, as Hashem.